What's up with this 2012 thing, and why is so much stuff happening here, and why are all these airports changing their runway markings? Because the direction of magnetic north is changing so much.
Well, you know, it's the mainstream media kind of eludes the real truth about what's going on. I mean, we can see directly from NASA that the natural drift rate of magnetic north pole in the 20th century was 10 kilometers per year drifting towards Siberia. But in the 21st century, their data suggests we're at 40 kilometers per year drift rate. So we have a sudden radical increase of four times drift rate over the previous century. So something's happening. And then when they announced on NPR News and CNN that they had to change the runways, they made it look like, okay, we waited too long to do this. And when they do, there is a natural drift rate. But the natural drift rate actually drifts to and from you have the physical North Pole, and then you have the magnetic North Pole. And so what happens in a laboratory, if you take a magnet, a strong magnet in your hand, this will be really easy for people to understand. The physical Earth is a physical magnet. We have a molten and a solid iron core, a nickel core in the center of the Earth. In fact, it was previously thought because the magnetic field around the Earth is so weak that the Earth's core had a weak magnetic field. But just recently, and this is very, very new, for the first time we've measured the Earth's magnetic field at the core. And it's actually at 25 Gauss, which is actually incredibly strong. I mean, if we were living in a field of even 2 or 3 Gauss, it would actually melt our brains. We're used to living, you know, in an environment in the milligauss range. I mean, we're lucky if we even have 1 milligauss of background radiation living in the city with all of the cell phones and all of the, you know, TV transmission lines. So the Earth's magnet is quite strong. And if you hold a magnet in front of a radio transmitter, it vibrates. So what happens in the solar system is that the sun sends electromagnetic pulses to the Earth, and like a radio transmitter. And because the Earth is a magnet, it wobbles. It actually vibrates. And in that vibrational pattern, we get changes in the alignment of the north magnetic field, and the physical magnetic field is the physical magnet, and it vibrates in correspondence to that magnetic field vibration. So what's happening now is an acceleration. There's no doubt that in NASA's data that we see a huge increase in the drift rate. But what is utterly astounding in the way the media kind of buried the story of the Greenland early sunrise is that Greenland normally goes into, just like in Alaska, you get the land of the midnight sun. So you get, the sun never really sets in the summer for a period of time, depending on how far north you live. And the same thing happens in the dead of winter. So, you know, this town in Greenland, it reported that the sun rises every year on the 13th of January for the first time coming out of that darkness.
Right.
And it rose on January the 11th at 1 p.m. So you have 1-11-11-2011. So you have, you know, the first, you know, hour. So it's all 11. It's kind of like a mystical number. You wonder, like, that is that a coincidence that this happened? And so everybody, well, it must have been the ice melting. And this is really laughable science. In fact, in Time magazine, you know, most astrophysicists disagreed with the ice melting because that's the first thing they said. Oh, we can't believe that the sun would rise 2 days early. Because if you take the 24,000-mile circumference of the Earth and you see, I mean, this is on a flat two-dimensional plane, that there's 365 days in a year, so, you know, roughly 360 degrees, you know, turning around the sun. The planet Earth makes one revolution around the sun per year on its tilted axis. So 1 degree, what is 1 degree on the horizon out of those 360 degrees? Well, with our 24,000-mile circumference, 1 degree is about 67 miles, you know, roughly. It's very close to that. So for the sun to rise 2 days early Of course, it's not a full degree to rise 2 days early. In fact, it's nowhere near that. But a mile is 5,280 feet. That's just 1 mile. So you imagine how much ice would have to melt in a single year for that theory to be correct. And you would have to melt miles of ice for that theory to be correct. I mean, many miles. I don't know the exact number, but it's a full degree is 67 miles. So that's 67 miles of ice to have a full degree change in the Earth. That's the physical Earth. That's not the Earth's magnetic field. So with all the hoopla and the berry of, you know, the cover-up of the story, it was just, oh, it's just the melting ice, but in Time magazine, they disagreed. Well, I found research online in the actual town in Greenland where this is actually occurring. A local resident took out his compass. His name is Johnny Tarhonen, and it's posted at poleshifting.com. And he measured his compass on the 11th of January and noticed it was 3 to 4 degrees off of true north. 3 to 4 degrees. I mean, that's
a lot.
It's 67 miles times four.
Yeah.
That's huge. And then by the 14th of January, it went back to normal. Now, that is incredible. Because let's get a bigger picture of what's happening. Because first of all, we see a compass is measuring the magnetic field, not necessarily the physical Earth. But to get an early sunrise, and this is a huge subject because, well, some scientists are saying the ice is melting. Other scientists are saying because the ice is melting, the mountains in Greenland are pushing up because they don't have all that weight on anymore. So there's no way they can win the argument that that's what happened. And then you understand that the physical Earth would have had to wobble by at least a degree or possibly west to have a two-day sunrise. But that's a lot, you know, even if it's mild. Now, what happened? Let's go earlier, you know, back in the picture here. So we see from geological sensor data, we have these earthquake sensors placed all over the planet. They're distributed in various places. And when an earthquake goes off, the sensors that are further away from the quake get a weaker signal. But on December 22nd of 2010, suddenly all the sensors all over the Earth all went off with a full signal strength at the same time. This wasn't an earthquake. This was like a vibration. Our solar system is traveling at about 11 million miles per day around the Milky Way galaxy. So we're entering new fields of space every single day, all the time, that there's no way we can predict what will happen when the solar system travels through those magnetic fields. And it's really incredible because what happens is, with this theory of 2012, is that we're going to go into this new energy, and there's going to be either a big shift of energy that's going to affect every living thing on the planet, including the planet itself, and possibly trigger Earth changes and earthquakes, which could help explain all of the drastic things that are happening right now. So when you go into a new energy field, changes are very sudden. You get these sudden vibrations. And so there it was. Everybody missed it. And I got this email on the USGS site, and certainly it is very different than the normal background of earthquake data. You get these strong spikes in one location and weak spikes or no spikes in another location. But this was every sensor in the world at the same time.
It's amazing.
December 23rd, the next day, the largest storm ever recorded on Saturn erupts. In fact, the storm is still going on today, and it's far bigger than our planet, which is proof that the whole solar system was entering a new field of energy that was vibrating everything. And then suddenly, within days, you know, you talk about the 1st of January, you have the birds dying and things falling out of the sky.
Oh, yes.
And then I'm just going through a chain of events here, right? And then all of a sudden, on the 13th, on the 11th of January, which is a 1111, you get this possible wobble in the physical field of the Earth.